A debate between Deschutes County and a local pumpkin patch owner is perhaps a symbol of the bigger issue of government regulation of small business. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
In Terrebonne, the pumpkin patch may face a penalty for not getting a commercial use permit before opening up the corn maze and the pumpkin fields this year. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend believes this is an example of problematic regulation.
Looking at these permitting processes and these regulatory agency laws that are just making it difficult to do business.
The pumpkin patch has been operating for years, but a complaint last year triggered action from Deschutes County.
Are you able to say the nature of the complaint, what the concerns were?
I'm not at this point. The way our code enforcement program works, both the complaining party and the nature of the complaint are kept confidential until the case is resolved, at which point it becomes a public record.
Deschutes County Community Development Department Director Tom Anderson says the county is obligated to treat businesses equally and fairly, and that they could be liable if something unsafe or unsanitary were to happen on that property. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
People in Madras know Highway 97 north of the city can be very dangerous. In the last year alone, there have been six crashes there. The Oregon Department of Transportation is looking at the Cherry Lane area to come up with a way to make it safer. Peter Murphy with the Oregon Department of Transportation says people looking to turn left onto Cherry Lane from the highway are often sitting ducks for cars coming up from behind at 60-plus miles an hour.
We believe that Cherry Lane is dangerous, as we believe that Wimp Way was dangerous too. So as the responsible people, it's our job to make sure that people are safe. We made a judgment call.
Local authorities and ODOT have not yet come up with a way to make that roadway safer, but discussions continue. Portland is chosen as a site for a Republican presidential debate next year. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports the timing could make it a very important debate.
The debate will be Monday, March 19th.
It'll be after Super Tuesday. We think we'll only have two or three candidates by that time.
Alan Alley, chairman of the Oregon Republican Party, says the format of the debate should focus the candidates on the meat of the issues, giving them 2 minutes each.
A minute to frame their first response and then a minute of follow-up.
Which should help prevent the shouting match from the Las Vegas debate. Public Broadcasting and the Washington Times are coordinating the 90-minute debate.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Mayor Sam Adams insists he is not giving special treatment to Occupy Portland. He was asked if white supremacists or anti-gay groups would be allowed to illegally camp in city parks.
If other groups whose message I passionately disagree with seek to do that, we would approach this in the same balanced way.
Adams shows no signs of making the group move anytime soon. He says the location has advantages, such as a lack of nearby homes or businesses. Bend and Mountain View High Schools hear the rally cry, it's Civil War time. Tonight is the 32nd time that the Bend Lava Bears meet up with crosstown rivals Mountain View Cougars. Bend High Coach Craig Walker says the players are ready, and the school's been buzzing all week long. He says it's always a sellout, and the stadium will be packed.
Well, gates open at 5. There's a tailgater. If you're planning on arriving at 6:30, 30 minutes before the game, you probably won't get in until middle of the first quarter. Or maybe start a second.
The Civil War is also the KBND Game of the Week, so join me along with John McCauley for all the excitement. Pre-game begins at 6:45. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Intermountain Conference Championship is on the line with this game. And a Bend man is in critical condition at St. Charles following a bicycle versus SUV accident near Sisters High School. Airlink took 59-year-old Gary Michael Bowen of Bend to St. Charles right after the Wednesday afternoon accident. The driver of the SUV that hit him was not ticketed in the crash, nor was she injured. Investigators say Bowen suddenly turned left in front of her vehicle. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. And of course, you can get instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast coming up at 7:05. Lori Robb will join us for that one. We'll take a look at the foreclosure numbers in Deschutes County. They're looking better than they have in the past. And a local Bend attorney declares his intention to seek a judgeship. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.